All three are political veterans who currently hold office in the General Assembly. Shane Scholer, the number two man in the Missouri House, and State Senators Scott Roop and Bill Stoffer. On the campaign trail, each one is calling for photo IDs to be required for voting, and they're accusing Robin Carnahan, who's leaving office, of constantly twisting the language on ballot initiatives. At a GOP barbecue in Springfield over the weekend, Scholer touted his proposal to create a special commission that would review questionable ballot language.
It's time we clean up ballot language. Too many people are going to the ballot. They're being misled. They don't have the right information when they read the ballot summary ballot title, and I have a plan to fix that.
Both Roop and Stoffer oppose Scholer's plan to create a ballot language commission. They say it would expand government bureaucracy and that the better option is electing someone who won't write misleading ballot summaries in the first place. Scholer also calls himself the most experienced candidate in the race, as he was a top aide for Matt Blunt when he served as Secretary of State. Stoffer, a longtime farmer and two-term state senator, says he's actually the more experienced candidate in the race.
I've got about 25 more years of life experience than what they have, and I think that'll serve me well in that office. I want to be Secretary of State because I want to be Secretary of State. I have no desire to have any other office. It's a lot easier to say that at 65 than it is at 40.
Roop, meanwhile, says his experience as both a small business owner and a lawmaker make him the best choice for Secretary of State.
If you're going to take a risk and open up a business, you don't need government standing in your way and delaying it. So we want to make sure you can hire your employees as quickly as possible. I used to own three small businesses. One of those businesses was a financial advising firm. The Secretary of State governs all the investment securities laws.
The GOP campaign for Secretary of State had been relatively low-key and polite, with the only disagreements being on policy issues. That's changed with both Roop and Stoffer launching attack ads at Scholer that accuse him of supporting Obamacare.
That's right. Shane Scholer voted to implement Obamacare, helping Obama take over our health care system.
That ad's from the Stoffer campaign, and the Roop campaign is airing a similar spot. The accusation refers to Scholer's yes vote in the Missouri House last year for a bill that would have created a health care exchange as part of the president's Affordable Care Act. That bill actually passed the House unanimously, and Scholer says at the time it was the only option to head off federal implementation of an exchange. Scholer is the perceived frontrunner among some political observers because he's raised more money than both Roop and Stoffer. The only attack ad he's launched so far is aimed at Carnahan.
Robin Carnahan is at it again, abusing her authority as Secretary of State to punish conservatives. It's time for a new voice.
But Scholer's fundraising edge may not be an advantage when it comes to statewide name recognition, which is a challenge for all three contenders. Dave Robertson is a political science professor at the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
They're state legislators, strong in their areas, presumably, but not that well known across the state. It's hard to say how many of those primary voters are going to even be aware of the differences between the three candidates.
Robertson says, though, that anybody who gets a little bit of name recognition within days of an election can quickly gain an advantage in a three-way race. The winner of the GOP primary for Secretary of State will face the winner of the Democratic primary between Jason Kander, another state House member, and M.D. Alam, an Iraq war vet and head of the National Party's Asian American Caucus. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.